Hello, dear listeners of the Corner Flag. Before we begin this episode, which is episode 247, I have a bit of bad news to tell you guys. Unfortunately, last night while we were recording, we recorded a nice, long, meaty, juicy episode, which went up to about an hour 20 minutes, because the second half was filled with a fantastic quiz that Mukesh organized for us. But unfortunately, due to technical issues, we lost the data from the second half of the recording. So we're still trying to get that sorted. We're speaking to tech support. They're trying to retrieve that data for us. And if they're able to, we'll release that part of the episode as a separate episode later on in the week. But for now, we have a tight 30-minute episode that talks about the FA Cup, that talks about whatever results happened in the Premier League, especially Spurs loss to Fulham. And of course, the highlight is United's victory over Liverpool. That is what we are all here for anyway, right? So luckily, thankfully, fortunately, that was not affected and that is still out there. So I really do hope that you enjoy listening to this episode, and hopefully we'll get the quiz out to you later in the week. Hope you have fun. This entire episode is going to be me asking Mukesh what the score was. Welcome to the Corner Flag. I'm Amog.
I'm Mukesh.
And I'm Prashant.
Oh, Mukesh has come here with a freshly shaven face and a freshly knocked out team from the FA Cup. Oh, what a night. What a morning. It feels so good to be here. But before we get into United versus Liverpool, we are very close to hitting 400 subscribers on YouTube, guys.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Thank you.
We are at 390 right now. We need 10 more subscribers to hit 400 and 110 subscribers to reach 500, because that's how math works. Didn't know if you guys knew that. These may sound like very, very small milestones, but we are fucking excited about that, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been watching it so closely. We're like, okay, aaj kya hai? Agle din kitna aaya? I think we've been very close to looking at it. So,
yeah.
It makes a big difference.
So if you are listening to this episode, wherever you're listening, whether you're listening to it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever your podcast app of choice is, and you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, go over there right now and hit that subscribe button. It really would mean a lot to us. And start interacting on the videos that we put up. We put up full podcast episodes on there as well. We put up video snippets from some of the most interesting discussions from each episode. And I feel like this time, for this episode, it's going to be the entire United versus Liverpool discussion. because it is always fun to see Mukesh's face after a Liverpool loss. And especially Mukesh's freshly shaven face after a Liverpool loss. So we'll see how that goes. But yes, do head over to youtube.com/@cornerflagpod and hit that subscribe button. It would mean a lot to us. And if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever, subscribe there as well. Just hit the follow and subscribe button wherever you are listening to us on. And you'll make us very, very happy.
Yes, and hit those like buttons and everything else.
Even happier than Amog is right now.
Oh yeah, even happier than I am right now. Even happier than that. And I am fucking happy right now. Like, I don't remember the last time I had a good night's sleep and I woke up, you know, happy. This has happened today.
Damn it. For me, it's the opposite. I don't remember the last time I slept so badly and I woke up so unhappy.
It's like Freaky Friday. Matlab, mera zindagi tera zindagi ho gaya.
Yeah. I've had these nightmares of... I was like, you know, I also realized it's one of the few times since I've been on this podcast, someone's asked me what the score is. It's very rare. The question has rarely been asked to me. I'm not regretting it. I don't want to jinx it. But I guess that can happen.
That can happen. But yes, we have to start at that place. Of course, there was not a lot that happened in the English football this week around, because it was FA Cup weekend, Chelsea beating Leicester, United beating Liverpool, and there were some nonsense results in the Premier League, but who gives a fuck about that? Mukesh, as is the tradition of this podcast, I think I have to start with the question, what was the score?
It was 3-2 to Coventry.
It was. And United now face commentary in the semifinals.
I'll give it to you. Then, it was 4-3 to Manchester United, who beat Liverpool through a last minute in extra time, Amad Diallo goal.
Okay. Also, how amazing is it that Anthony scored with his right foot?
Doing a 360 degree turn or something. I was like, wow.
Matlab, usko itna fidget spinner bulate.
Or the Tasmanian devil, yeah.
Yeah, like he's just like, I will take this nonsense toy that you compare me to and I will show you that it fucking works sometimes.
I know, but for me, it feels like a canon event. Like, you know, MCU had this whole canon event thing, right? Like this thing that changes fates in a seismic way. And I feel like, shit, is this one of those events? Like, because really, like, it felt like that. Like, oh my God, it was so unusual. It was so embarrassing.
It was.
To concede that goal in that fashion from that player to this team.
Oh, but what a game. I mean, we were talking about for the neutrals and what that means in the world of football. Who are these neutrals?
Neutrals
for watching these games. But it was a fantastic game. Like, if you were watching it and you were not a fan of United or Liverpool, I think it was a fantastic game to watch. And in perfect Panwati fashion, I wasn't watching the game. And then 10 minutes in, Scott McTominay scores. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is great.
Now
like,
you have what? To watch, yeah.
Yeah, United are 1-0 up. And I was at a bar. I was at a bar with my friends. And I asked the guys at the bar to put the TV on to that channel. They didn't have the channel on Tata Play. I made them pay $19 and subscribe to it.
You know what? It's worth it. I think just for those 19 rupees, I'm glad United won.
Yeah. And he was very happy to do it because we were there for a very long time and we drank a lot. So he was like, sir, I will give you Sony 10 Sports plus free dessert. Like you are killing it. You are making this venture profitable for me tonight. So well done. So then I start watching the game and immediately two goals from Liverpool. And I'm like, yaar, why did I do this? And then in the second half, United just, what the fuck happened?
What the fuck did happen, man? Like, I mean, yeah, okay, you know what? Credit where it's credit's due. United played really well. They clung on. Old Trafford was really behind them. I think it's been a while since I've seen Old Trafford be that good, but also be behind this team that strongly.
Yeah.
Right? I could claim whether it was even the smallest of touches were getting cheers, the clearances were getting cheers.
Yeah.
Or a good run was getting cheers. It was fantastic to see. And I think none of this generation of Liverpool players had never seen Old Trafford. And they've definitely not seen it at its prime. And I think this is probably like at least 50 to 60% of Old Trafford at its prime in terms of getting behind the players or bringing that heat. Very good. And I do think Liverpool were extraordinarily careless in the second half. And I think I messaged in the group also about my prediction that I felt like a substitute is going to score. And it was Anthony who scored. Because I thought Liverpool were rightly punished. I think they played football for 45 minutes and they were like, okay, chalo ho gaya. This United team, we're going to beat them or humiliate them or whatever. And I thought Liverpool were punished. I just checked. United scored, I think, 3 goals in the last 33 minutes, counting extra time. So that means they were clearly charged up.
Yeah.
And Liverpool had probably just scored one. And that was off a deflection of a United defender. So they were clearly, after the first 45 minutes, they were out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. United was excellent.
I remember our little group chat on WhatsApp when Rashford missed that chance. You know, just at the end of regulation time, he had a lovely chance. A fantastic first touch also. The way he took it, the way he set himself up was so, so well done. He just didn't get the right finish on it. It was very unlucky. It's not like it was a bad finish. It was a bad finish only in the sense that it didn't go in the back of the net. But he did everything right and was just whiskers away. But at that point, and this was 11:24 p.m., you message saying, no, United are going to get an equalizer for sure. And 2 minutes later, the equalizer comes. So, yeah. Thank you
for that. Mukstradamus. Yesterday, my footballing instincts and skills were on point. I think I made, even on the side chat with a friend, I made quite a few predictions about how Salah was going to be shit. Because, Liverpool were just terrible. Especially second half, Liverpool were terrible. Like, they were wasteful. They were arrogant in the real sense of the word arrogant, in a completely negative way. They behaved badly. They didn't play like a team that should hold on to a lead. They were clearly disrespected Man United. They have reason to do so, considering that the past results have been that bad. But it wasn't worthy. It wasn't a good thing to do. I'm still saying it wasn't a good thing to do. I mean, they have reason to disrespect United, but they should not be doing that. It was a bad thing to do, and they got punished for it.
These small digs don't make any difference because what Klopp wanted, what a quadruple, no, in his last season. Quadruple chahiye tha. FA Cup jeetne ke baad quadruple chahiye tha. Wo to nahi hone wala hai bhai abhi.
No. The only real target is the Premier League. Quadruple, no, we're not a Liverpool fan, exactly.
I feel like this is amazing. This is Klopp on notice period. Na. He is just like, mere sapne jo alag hai. There's a different vibe to somebody who's on notice period.
Yeah.
What I also I feel like what you're saying about Liverpool is right. Like they didn't play like a team. They disrespected United and all of that. But I feel like the biggest issue that Liverpool had was they couldn't deal with Erik ten Hag's tactics. You know, it was a tactical masterclass from Erik ten Hag, because what do you do when Harry Maguire is playing up front and Christian Eriksen and Bruno Fernandes are center backs and Anthony is playing left back? What do you do as an opposition manager?
You're also like, do you do man marking? But if it's Harry Maguire, then like Cody Gakpo has to mark Harry Maguire. So it's like, do you do possession? Because it's like, at some point, I don't think United had any midfield. There were five defenders lobbing it to five attackers.
Yeah.
That second half. Yeah. In the first half, it was 10 people at the back, one Rashford in front and run.
Yeah.
Like, that was basically it.
You know, the Dutch football philosophy of Johan Cruyff is inverting the pyramid. That's exactly what Erik ten Hag did. He inverted the lineup. Pura invert kar diya usne. But Anthony was not very happy at being told to play left back, especially after he scored that equalizer goal. And he just couldn't believe it. I think it took him like 3 minutes before extra time started. To realize that, yes, the coach actually wants me to play left back.
I think by the end of the game, were there even any actual defenders on the pitch? I think United just threw 11 attackers.
Yeah.
By the end, I don't know who the actual defenders were.
Yeah.
Who traditionally started as a defender in life
before the game.
Yeah. No, but I feel like it was a case of throwing 11 attackers on the pitch and then being like, okay, now you guys defend. it was bonkers, but it fucking worked out. And not many people will say this about Erik ten Hag, but sometimes, you know, a lot of times his tactics and his strategies and his substitutions have been called into question. But I think this time he got it spot on. It completely confused Liverpool. They didn't have any response, any answers to what United were doing. And it just felt like United just wanted this game more.
I think that was the bigger thing. That United just wanted... It was very obvious that the players from United, for some reason, whether it's because the Old Trafford was finally behind them, like raging and charging.
Yeah.
And whether because Liverpool took it too lightly, United just wanted it so much more. And you could clearly see. It was so obvious in the body language of every player. Even someone like Salah, who's like, probably the most professional in the Liverpool squad. He was being careless with his touches and first touches and finishing and the passes. And Nunes, too, you don't even have to say only how. Like, you know, he was trying extra a little bit here and there. Yeah, it did feel like United. It was so obvious from the body language that United just wanted it more. Even when they missed, I think Rashford missed also quite a few easy chances in regular time. Mm. But I don't think that really demotivated him. It pushed him further. United... Mm. Crowd didn't really boo him. I think there's only one moment where I remember where they booed him was, I think he took a little too long to lob the ball in, and that was actually felt like a good boo.
Mm.
Like, I'm like, hey, it was a clear boo of, hey, don't do ticks, huh?
Yeah.
You don't do stylo.
Yeah.
Play the game, win the cup, don't be stylo.
Yeah.
That was very good. I thought it was nice to see Old Trafford behind him.
Yeah. It was nice because it doesn't happen often. So it was a welcome change. It was a pleasant welcome change.
I mean, it felt like a welcome change for me. I can't imagine what it feels like for you.
Yeah.
Liverpool look at shit. Also, I don't know if you guys noticed that one of the things, the reason why Liverpool also lost is they played midweek. Right?
Hey, against now this Klopp nonsense of yours. Oh, we're playing too many games. And
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying Liverpool. I'm blaming Liverpool only. I'm not blaming anyone else. I'm blaming Liverpool. I'm blaming Klopp. So it was against Sparta Praha at Anfield. Mm. And Liverpool has a 5-1 lead. Mm. Which means for them to come back, they have to score 4 goals at Anfield.
Yeah.
And Klopp has fielded the strongest team possible for that match. Because he made the aggregate 11-2. And I don't, there was no reason for him to field such a strong team. Because in that same team, Salah played, Van Dijk played, Nunes played.
Yeah.
I think at some point Diaz played. I'm like, what was the point of fielding such a strong team? Because these players were either clearly exhausted or arrogant or both. And the answer is probably both.
Yeah.
They were too arrogant and they were too exhausted. And maybe if they weren't exhausted, the arrogance would have been covered up. But I think Klopp got it wrong on many, many, many levels. Because there's no... Why does beating Sparta Praha 11-2 matter?
Like, No, that's a very valid point because it is the arrogance, right? Like it goes back to what you said about the disrespect that Liverpool had for United. Maybe they thought that United are a small fry and they're not really going to do much. It's always
they're a shit team and they've been crappy for the last couple of years. They've been trashed by Liverpool for so long.
Yeah.
Every level.
Let it out. It's fine. Let it out. I'm a benevolent dictator. I will let the plebs have the small joys.
That's what Mookie is saying
you've
to
clearly
United
had
as well.
Big,
because
you've clearly had the big joys getting thrashed. 7-0 then 5-0.
But yeah, so I just felt like it was a miscalculation, which is something that you don't really expect from a manager like Klopp. You know, how much ever you might hate Liverpool and you might hate Klopp, he is a very good manager. He is not a very successful manager, but a very good manager. Because I mean, 9 years, one Premier League, one Champions League doesn't really say much. I've won it all. मतलब ऐसे installment में तो सब लोग सब कुछ जीता है यार. Chelsea भी जीता है, won it all. चुत क्या है? Nottingham Forest के पास है दो Champions League. क्या बात कर रहे हो? Like it's not
बस छः है.
हाँ तो ठीक है ना, पर ऐसा मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि Klopp का over a period of time the number amount of success he has received in 9 years it doesn't correlate. Is all I'm saying. So I wouldn't say he's a very successful manager. I think he's a moderately talented manager. आएंगे अभी Liverpool fan के hate comments आएंगे अभी सब. Starting with Mukesh Manjunath. That disrespect did not.
If you get a comment from Klopp Lover 143.
Why 143? What is
143?
What is
you don't know what 143?
No.
Oh, 143 is code for I love you. Because how do you not know this?
Because like I graduated from high school many years ago. Okay.
Is it 143? Isn't it supposed to be 1-3?
No, then? if you're saying LUV love, then 1-3. But we're following
Prashant
the proper...
No, Prashant is even more Gen Z, where he's like greater than 3. Less than 3. No, not less than 3. It's 143.
So if we are
Klopp less than 3 also just sounds like I'm insulting Klopp. That's Amok's hater account. It's Klopp 143 versus Klopp less than 3.
I mean, Klopp less than 3 makes sense because how many Premier Leagues does Klopp have? Less than 3. So it makes perfect fucking sense. So yeah, I feel like the disrespect did come back to bite him. And we have said this many, many times, and It rang true again. What a sore fucking loser Jurgen Klopp is. Because did you see that clip where he was doing a post-match with a Scandinavian TV reporter, and the TV reporter asked him about why Liverpool, who are a team who are known to play with very high intensity under him as a manager specifically, did not have that intensity in the second half. And he just said, "That is a dumb question. I don't have time for this. You do not look fit for this purpose. I don't have nerves for you." Now, being a Liverpool fan, can you please translate this Kloppism for us?
Wait, listen. So I think people have assumed he called him fat.
No.
Even the reporter.
The reporter
clarified saying, "Hey, he didn't call me fat.
Yeah,
he just said I'm unfit to ask this question or whatever." Yeah. I definitely think it's a very adverse reaction.
From
Klopp for sure. Yeah. But I think what he said, I do think he was trying to say that, hey, we didn't play without any intensity, which what he's trying to say, which I disagree, and I probably agree with the reporter a little bit.
Yeah.
I do think it was very clear that United, Liverpool in the second half. In the first half, I do think Liverpool were there.
Yeah.
In the first half, they were there. And I think even the extra time, they were playing reasonably intensely. It's just another thing that they got a lot of inexperienced, like 2-3 inexperienced players. At some point, the inexperience catches up, right?
Yeah.
But I do feel like second half, they were just fucking around. I think there's a 5v2 at some point, and then Gakpo made the worst choice. And I think the lack of intensity was clearly shown in players like Gakpo, who I don't know if you, again, in Liverpool circles, he's the player that has been getting a lot of flack, and rightfully, because he's been performing very, he's weak. He's one of the few not very intense performers. Mm. He's the guy who doesn't track back. He's the guy who's lazy. So, and getting him on for Salah was proved costly for Liverpool at the end of the day. Mm. And that probably is the right observation. Be like, I think maybe it's a midpoint, right? That there were clearly some players who were definitely not up to the mark, like Gakpo. But I do think the reporter wasn't unfair in saying that Liverpool weren't as intense.
And
they were cool, lazy. Honestly, just call it for what it is. They were just lazy and arrogant. And for me, it was a red flag when Salah, who probably I think is the most professional out of everybody, was the one taking it lightly. Mm. And it wasn't having a bad day as much as it was taking it lightly. And there's a difference. You can tell when a player is having a bad day. Like, I do think Rashford was having a bad day when he missed those early shots. I don't think he was lazy with them, or it was just fine margins.
Yeah.
But I think Salah was just being lazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. That does mean that Liverpool are out. Once again, I say it on the mic. Liverpool have been knocked out of the FA Cup. The quadruple dream is over. And let's be honest, even if they win the treble now, it's not a real treble because the Carabao Cup doesn't fucking count.
There's also the Europa Cup. I don't know if the Europa Cup really counts.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
He never would have recounted, but it's just for the joy.
It's not a treble, or rather, it's not the treble. It is a treble if they manage to do that. But
I feel much better knowing that at some point, I think Arsenal counted the cup that they have before this every season starts.
Community Shield
as part of their treble, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah. <Wait, laughs>
I'm good.
it is a point. It is basically a friendly. It is a pre-season friendly just before the season. So
that's good.
So,
good United Liverpool banter ends with laughing at both teams laughing at us.
Exactly. Which is the perfect way to round this up. But yes, what that does mean is that United now face.
Then we go to being scared by off City. Yeah. Man City. Yeah, yeah. That's another way to end the Liverpool. Yeah.
So United do face now Coventry City in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. On the other side, Chelsea, who won 4-2 against Leicester, will be up against Manchester City. Prashant, Chelsea beating Leicester in a game that was very, very eventful, because Chelsea started off well. Raheem Sterling had the worst game possible. He had one assist, for Cole Palmer, but missing the penalty, hitting that free kick, missing a bunch of other chances. Not a great night out for him. He got booed.
Yeah.
And fortunately, 4-2 winners over Leicester, so Chelsea do advance. But where do we begin? Should we begin with the De Sassi own goal?
So you saw the clip. Do you think it was it? I agree that I know for a fact that De Sassi's pass is pretty bad, but I also want to put this on Sanchez.
His positioning, you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think that Sanchez was in the right position for it. I really think that if you're playing at the back, you're at least in your half, you shouldn't be standing that far ahead into the box.
Right.
Especially when you know the ball is coming back and when there is somebody chasing the player.
Yeah.
I don't think Sanchez's position was right. Of course, heat of the moment, whatever the moment, obviously got to De Sassi and he must have kicked it pretty much more than what you would anticipated, but
no, I think it was also a case of, because De Sassi was also under pressure from the Leicester City player, right? So when you have that pressure, I think there was a little touch, if I'm not mistaken, And that kind of maybe put Disasi a little off, and he didn't play the pass perfectly.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I don't think the positioning is that much at fault, because that's how high goalkeepers play in the modern game anyway.
No, that but is, even with Sanchez, but even with Sanchez, he hasn't, like, so I've seen this even in Premier League games or the FA Cup games that they've played, or the Carabao Cup, whenever Carabao Cup not as much, but whenever they started from the back with Sanchez, he's just not comfortable doing it. He spends too much time on the ball, even if they start from the back, and you can see that he doesn't know where he wants to move the ball. He doesn't know how many options are around. When you're a forward who knows that this team doesn't have a really strong defense, you can pressurize the keeper. I think we spoke about some of this like last week as well, where you can pressurize the keeper and you see a little bit of that. You know that I think if I just make a little bit of a nudge over there, it might just affect them. It's one of those. Sanchez doesn't seem like the keeper who should do that.
Fair. Also, he's also a keeper who's just coming back from a long injury. Yeah, layoff, so
correct. I don't know why they didn't have Petrovic for something like this. He's tried and tested, well performing, so also in form. So I don't know. Yeah. It's a bad call over there, I think.
The Sterling penalty, then, that was the other big talking point, because that was one of the worst penalties that I have ever seen.
I don't know what to say, man. That's like, I don't know even why they asked him to take the penalty kick.
That was my question too.
I don't know
why. Is he the designated
penalty
taker? He's
not. Palmer
is. Yeah.
So I don't know why Palmer was not asked to. There was really no. I tried to find something around it. I really couldn't find anything why he would have. They allowed Sterling to take that penalty. Especially because he was injured in that foul. Like, it was his injury that took that to the penalty. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's off. There's something definitely off with that.
No,
forget
but
that. Even the free kick that he took later into the game.
Yeah.
Where was that supposed to go? That's properly like.
That was going to go to Fulham.
I don't know. He just had a really bad day. I don't put this against Sterling, but it was just a really bad day.
It does. I mean, Chelsea managed to get through Chukwuemeka and Madueke, I think, with the two goals in extra time again. I think this was also extra time.
Yeah.
Leicester unfortunately might be winning the championship, but not getting anywhere close to the FA Cup, and their run ends. And now you have to deal with Man City in the semi-finals. So that's going to be fun.
Man.
Do us a favor. No, lose to United in the final by beating City in the semis. No, just do us a favor. No,
lose to United.
Like I'm saying, beat City.
And then lose.
Get to the finals and then lose to United. And I say
because
I feel I'm doing the same disrespect that Liverpool did to United.
I'll call Poch and I'll tell them, do this, because as is, his goal is what? Get the club to Wembley.
Yeah.
Reach to the finals.
It's over.
Whether you win or lose.
One minute. Semi-final bhi to Wembley pe hi hota hai. So technically,
correct.
He has made
technically,
it.
Technically, yes. So.
I'm okay. Underestimating commentary. They almost came up to. They were almost a Premier League team last
almost
year.
Almost a Premier League team.
I think almost on penalties, right? Luton came through on penalties, if I'm not wrong. Or something. So I can see the disrespect is brewing.
The disrespect is brewing. Very quickly, let's talk about some Premier League nonsense. Spurs lost to Fulham. And Aston Villa, who've not been playing well, suddenly now have a chance to go back into the top four and stay there. But this is a result that nobody saw coming. Rodrigo Muniz for Fulham is having a hot fucking streak.
He's having a hot fucking streak, and I don't know how Ange has not figured out.
No, it's not about not figured out. I think Ange Postecoglou has a very specific way of play that he wants his first team to play, and that's how they're playing. It's just that does make them susceptible to these defeats on regular basis.
I would have agreed that this way is a way to bet on had they lost 3-2, right? You score two goals, but you concede three, and you're like, okay, you know what? Some games you concede three, some games you can see just one and you win the game. But to lose 3-0 to a Fulham, Like, no, but that's not.
I feel like because Angel's also said, I think this was in the post match from this game. I think he said that I don't want to be in the top four, which is just like, yeah, well, clearly, if you're going to play like this, buddy, like, both or nahi hone wala.
I mean, it's not your want that's stopping me. But also, that's such a strange thing to say as a manager, yeah. Right? Especially as considering that I think many people preseason gave Tottenham a better chance than, say, seventh. Yeah. And in the first 10, people had was talking about Tottenham winning the league. And this is 10 games in, which is about a quarter of the way into the season. People were saying, hey, Tottenham might be in contention to win the league. And now they're like, we don't want top four. I didn't reject Harvard. Harvard didn't reject me. I rejected Harvard by not even applying. It's one of those.
You can't fire me. I quit. Like it is very much that. But basically, it was a bad FPL week because everybody played the free hit chip. And I pity those who didn't.
I didn't.
I pity you. I pity you for two reasons now, not just for the Liverpool loss, but also for your FPL shenanigans. But no, everybody played the free hit chip and everybody got Son and Ivan Toney and all of these like hard-hitting players and they have all fucked up. So, very bad. Also, before we go to half, did you see Belgium have revealed their new away kit for the Euros? It's inspired by Tintin.
Very cool.
It's a very cool kit. It's basically the same colors that Tintin uses. It's that light blue sweater that he wears.
Blue
and brown
trousers
that he wears. So it's brown shorts and blue jersey. Thoughts?
Man, Kevin De Bruyne is really going to look like... right? Like, no, he's really going to...
The thing
to,
is, he's got... He's,
I think, maybe you think that's why he changed his hairstyle. Like, because like it's okay, sorry, honestly this hairstyle is very unlike him because for the, all the years that we've known him, he just had that one little like I don't know, army guy look or whatever, right? Just short hair and just like a little tuft or whatever. And now he's come with a little bit of style and like little Jack Grealish influence you can see in Kevin De Bruyne. Yeah. And then I'm like, now it makes sense that he really just didn't want to be called Tintin.
So yeah, maybe but I feel like his hairstyle now and the length that his hair is at right now. Is it the perfect length that you need for the little, you know, the weird coif that Tintin has, which is the little curl? So I think we can make it work, but fantastic stuff.
Right. So unfortunately, this was the moment where we lost all our data. Thankfully to the technical gods, we managed to get the first half of this episode sorted so we can still release that and all the FA Cup chatter was taken care of. The second half, unfortunately, is what we lost, which consisted of a fantastic quiz organized by Mukesh. It was a lot of fun. I absolutely kicked everybody's ass. Akarsh also made an appearance on the second half of this. So I don't know what went wrong, but unfortunately, things did go wrong. However, we are in contact with tech support to see if they can retrieve the data. If they are able to do that, then we will release the second half of this episode as a separate episode later on in the week. So hopefully that does happen and hopefully you guys listen to that as well. But until then, this is the episode for now. Like I said, thankfully the FA Cup chatter is taken care of. So it is still a fun episode. You can also now follow us on all the social media platforms. You can reach out to us on Instagram. I'm on at Amograndive. Mukesh is at Mukesh Manjunath. Prashant is at Prash224. And Akarsh is at Akarsh Chandan. Our group account is at the rate ConflagPod on Instagram and Twitter. But nobody really gives a fuck about Twitter. What we do give a fuck about, though, as we mentioned at the start of this episode, is our YouTube channel. You can head over to youtube.com/@theratecornerflagpod and hit that subscribe button. While we were recording this, we got one more subscriber, which is fantastic. So we are now currently at 391, very, very close to 400, also very close to 500, and every other milestone therein. But we are very, very excited. And thank you everybody who has already subscribed. If you haven't yet, head over to the channel and hit the subscribe button. We'd really love to have you over there. Shout out to Kezad Gurda for composing our theme tune. And until next week, or maybe in the middle of the week when the part two of this episode drops, hopefully, if it does, fingers crossed, we'll see you then. Until then, it is bye from me, bye from Akarsh, bye from Prashant, bye from Mukesh. And see you soon. Thank you.